Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the show. Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Pete is in for GP. I am Danny. Tweet us at FunnyDanny and at Pete Medhurst. Joining us now on the hotline, our buddy from the Washington Post, all the way from the West Coast, Mr. Jerry Brewer joins us. Jerry, long time, man. How you been?
I've been great. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Just give me your first blush here. First impressions. We know the matchup. It is set here, the Super Bowl. Two contrasting styles, I would say. Kansas City, offensive juggernaut. San Francisco, as good a defense as you'll find in this sport. Just kind of give me your first impression here of these two teams.
Well, I'm hoping it's a great game, and I think it will be. Obviously, I mean, Kansas City, their offense is going to define, 20 years of NFL history. I mean, it's that good. It reminds me of any of the greats. And Patrick Mahomes is just incredible. And this just may be his hour in which it's his time to ascend to what he should be, which is one of the great young quarterbacks the game has ever seen. Having covered the Niners and watching them look so dominant in the NFC title game, I think I'm probably a little more biased and a little more inclined, contrary to maybe what others who like offense or whatever would think, to see them as to me, the team to beat in this, because I look at them and I see them as a much more balanced team. Everyone wants to talk about the all-time offense versus this great defense with this incredible defensive line, but I'm looking at it and saying, can that Chiefs defense do anything with this Niners offense that's going to run it down your throat? But it's not just about how much they run. They can throw it, too. And with Kyle Shanahan, he has no ego about either or. He's just going to do whatever works. And can Kansas City stop it? And I think ultimately that's what the game is going to come down to, because I do believe that the Niners can put 30 or 40 points on you if they have to. Can the Chiefs stop them?
You know, Jerry, we talk about this game being a quarterback's game, and you got to have the great quarterback. I don't think anybody, if you gave them the choice of one or the other, most people are going to take Mahomes over Garoppolo in terms of the actual quarterback matchup. But we just watched the 49ers twice in the space of about 7 or 8 weeks embarrass one of the great quarterbacks in the history of the game. Is the Niners defense that good again, where for a second time, given Aaron Rodgers a chance to make some adjustments against that defense, and Matt LaFleur make some adjustments against that defense, that they could not do it even a second time against the quality of this San Francisco defense?
Yeah, I think they are that great. I think they are just getting started as well. I mean, imagine with all the significant guy. I mean, they'll lose a guy or two, but all the players that they really want to keep, they'll have back next season. And so they're going to take another step. So they're pretty amazing. And they're just so ferocious up front. And we've seen, other teams have really dynamic defensive fronts, great depth on the defensive front. But the difference is, I mean, these are all first-round picks. And so they got prototypical size, the kind of athleticism that you want, all of those things. It's not like a defensive line that's built around, Bosa and a lot of guys that were undervalued and became better players than their draft position. I mean, these guys were drafted because they look the part and they're as athletic as the part suggests. And that's just, it's just all of those guys can just rise up and do something remarkable at any time. The difference, however, is, you know, they're a different animal on defense, but they're playing a different animal on the other side in Mahomes. And it's pretty amazing to me. It seems like that injury might have been the best thing that happened to him. He's leaner. You can tell, like, he rehabbed like crazy to get himself and get that knee right. I think it seems like he's 10 or 15 pounds lighter than he was a year ago. He's faster. His mobility is going to be a big factor in this game, and his ability to maybe take some plays that are going to be broken and create something out of nothing. So the Niners are going to have to be incredibly disciplined in their pass rush and definitely on the back end. So I think there's going to be big plays to be had, more big plays than the Niners have given up. But I mean, it's going to be – there are going to be some times when that defense wins as well.
When he writes it, I read it. At Jerry Brewer on Twitter, Washington Post columnist, joins us here on Grant and Danny. Jerry, you touched on Mahomes and how special he truly is. We're only in year three of this thing. You know, this first year is watching Alex Smith check it down. Fast forward however many years, right? 15 years, 16 years, 20 years, whatever it is. What are we talking about here with Pat Mahomes? Where could he end up in the pantheon, in your opinion?
Man, if he can stay healthy, you know he's got the coach who's going to keep him on the cutting edge. And you know that they're going to continue to find really fast, really good receivers. I mean, we're talking about a guy who could go down as the greatest quarterback we've ever seen. I mean, you're talking about a guy who, you know, I almost look at him and say he should one day enter that conversation of Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and Brett Favre and how he had come to talk about Aaron Rodgers as well. I mean, I look at him and I say, I look at him right now and I say, I would be disappointed. This is crazy because he's only had 2 years as a starter. I would be disappointed if he's not a top seven or eight all-time quarterback. And I think he would have a very good chance, you know, depending on how his team around him performs and how many championships he wins, to be in that conversation as the best. I mean, it's just his arm talent is off the charts, and the guy can move, and he's got a flair to him, and he's got a never say die attitude, a real will to win. And once again, he's with the right organization and with the right head coach who understands how to maximize his talent. So that's a lot to put on a guy because I'm sitting here saying, you know, if he can stay healthy, he's going to be able to put 10 or 12 more years like he has been playing on the board. But I think he's very capable of it.
Jerry, obviously some fun storylines with both of these teams, but as coverage starts to get focused on these two teams coming up, if you have a chance to go to one podium on each side coming up next week, which podiums are you going to?
On the Niners side, George Kittle, who's crazy and quirky, and he's now going to be take Gronk's place as the most interesting tight end in the world, and Richard Sherman. And Richard Sherman is just, you know, if you want the cocky guy that you hate or love to hate, he can be that. If you want the really smart, brainiac Stanford guy, he can be that. He's a lot older and wiser than he was when he first went to a Super Bowl 6 years ago. And he's just going to be a big-time star. I'd also put Jimmy G is a really interesting dude. I mean, he's one of those dudes that just like first of all, he looks like a model. It's ridiculous. And he's just a normal cat. There's a certain charisma about him that I think will, as he grows as a quarterback, I think we'll see the real star power that he has. So I look on that side and I think about those guys. Frank Clark, on the other side, because he says incredibly stupid things.
<That's>
so,
<nice.
laughs> so I just There's no telling what kind of trouble he's going to get himself into Super Bowl week with his mouth. And then I look over there and I think about Travis Kelce as well. I mean, there's just he's an interesting dude. He's a little bit reckless. Another great tight end and another great personality.
Jared, you're a great personality, buddy. Thanks for hopping on with this, man. Really appreciate it.
Anytime.
We'll see you, my friend. There he goes, at Jerry Brewer on Twitter. Always love having him, getting his insight. We asked about Mahomes right there, Pete. It's a combo I want to have. This is year three, really year two as a starter. Mm-hmm. We look at this year as a quote-unquote disappointment because he didn't put up video game numbers. He was just normal great. He was just regular, plain old great, playing the best football of anybody here in this postseason, and he's in the Super Bowl. Fast forward, however many years you want to do, 10, 15, 20, where is he? What are we really talking about here with Pat Mahomes? You're Jerry Brewer, high praise. And I think, if anything, he may have undershot a little bit as to how great this guy could be when it's all said and done. 120, next to the Fan. Where does Pat Mahomes go down in the all-time rankings? It's Grant Nanny here on the Fan. Hey, guys, Danny Ruya here for Window Nation. They say hindsight, she's a 2020. So stop looking back and start the new decade the right way with the resolution of savings event from Window Nation. It's pretty simple. Here's what's going to happen. You'll save thousands off brand new energy efficient Window Nation windows. You call today and you buy one window, right? No problem there, but you get one free. So every time you buy one, you get one. Plus, you got a little buy now, pay later action with no down payment, no payments, and 0% financing until 2021. And on top of that, Window Nation is going to give you a free pair of Washington Capitals tickets with the purchase of a house of windows. It's Window Nation's gift to you in this new year. Plus, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until your new windows are installed. That's a lot of stuff. So start off 2020 a whole lot warmer with Window Nation's Resolution of Savings event. You buy one window, you get one for free on any style, no limit. Plus, no down payment, no payments, no interest until 2021, and no gas bill, and you keep your cash in your wallet, and you get nothing. You got nothing to lose and nothing to pay for a full year, and you get Caps tickets. 866-90-NATION today. It's 866-90-NATION today, or visit windownation.com. He was the most valuable player in the league. In his second full year as a starter, he's in the Super Bowl and was the best player throughout the postseason. He had an injury, derailed him a little bit this year, but you heard Jerry Brewer a moment ago, we got a cut for you, we'll play in a second. And there's a story written about what Pat Mahomes did in the offseason. He wins the MVP, and instead of going home and eating a bunch of food and getting fat, he did the opposite. He had a crazy training regimen with his trainer, close to where he's from, where they worked on all sorts of stuff that would make Jim Zorn blush in terms of weird drills and different things that they're doing to keep his athleticism, to keep his flair, as kind of Jerry referred to it, the ability to throw the ball from all kinds of different angles and different things. Year two might be every bit as impressive as year one, even though the numbers don't back that up, Pete, when you're talking about what Pat Mahomes did this year and is doing right now. And welcome back to the program. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Pete is in for GP. I don't think it's a stretch to say we could be watching a guy that might end up being the greatest quarterback of all time. I don't think it's a stretch to say. Now, so many things are going to happen, right? He gets hurt one time, sprains an ankle, and that derails. Who knows, right? Andy Reid retires. He's got to play with a different guy. You know, you lose Travis Kelce or Tyreek Hill, whatever it is, right? A million things can derail him. I don't think it's outrageous. I don't think it's too hot to say we could be watching, at a minimum, a Hall of Famer, at maximum the greatest to ever play this game.
I think the opportunity for the numbers to be a Hall of Famer will be there throughout his career. Perhaps maybe Eric Bieniemy can wait out Andy Reid at some point, and maybe they have a seamless transition to a new head coach later on in Mahomes' career. Because I don't think I don't know if Andy Reid's going to be there for the entire career of Patrick Mahomes. Andy's 61 now, so certainly if health grants Andy what he needs, you could see another 4 or 5 years at least as the head coach there at minimum. But what that offensive system is for Patrick Mahomes post-Andy Reid is also going to be a big factor. And how do they replace some of the skilled weapons? I think Travis Kelce is on the backside because of all the injuries and physical issues that he has had. So, you know, at some point you're going to have to replace a playmaker like him. And look, at some point, maybe you could make the guy's life a little easier by getting him a running game, getting him a real legitimate running game, just somebody to take 4 or 5 dropbacks more a game off of his plate. That's less he's got to scramble out of the pocket. Mm-hmm. That's less he's potentially going to get hit by somebody's blitzing linebacker or safety that he doesn't see coming. So anything that you can do to lessen his wear and tear is also going to be a critical factor in his longevity of greatness, because we've seen guys in short bursts be really, really good. But sometimes, as you mentioned, the ankle, the shoulder, you know, you fall on that shoulder the wrong way one time, it can derail you with a collarbone, a shoulder, anything in that category.
Sure, Steve Young, concussions. You know, Joe Montana, the elbow.
Exactly,
right?
Steve Young's concussions, no question about it. So as long as he stays healthy, as long as Andy Reid and that system stay with him post Andy Reid, where those numbers are going to stay there, I don't think there's any question that Patrick Mahomes has the skill set to get it done. And he takes the very first step in going from very good to great with what happens, obviously, now, 12 days from now.
A couple weeks, yeah. Let's go to Steve in Fairfax at 800-636-1067. Where could Pat Mahomes end up? Steve, what's up, buddy? You're on The Fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, I think I'm going to compare him to having a John Elway kind of career. Only difference is I think Pat has a chance to get his Super Bowls on his front end, rather than John, you know, got his on the back end. And then look at the parallel of the coaches, where when John came in the league, he had a Dan Reeves kind of like in the twilight of his career, then finished it with Shanahan. I can see the same thing with Pat. You know, Andy Reid, twilight of his career, maybe Eric Bieniemy taking over that Shanahan role. So that's my comparison. I see him having a John Elway career, which is definitely Hall of Fame, maybe even more gaudy numbers. So what you guys think?
Steve, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. In terms of comps, Elway's a pretty good comp.
Pretty close,
I would say, right? A baseball player also by trade. Elway was thrown in the mid-90s. He was a Yankees draft pick out of Stanford. But Mahomes, you could see him fielding ground balls on the run and throwing from shortstop, making play after play after play. The kind of athlete you're talking about, right, where in football there's throwing platforms and this window and this is where the ball belongs. That's all well and good. You got a guy that can play backyard football better than anybody else that's ever done it. I mean, the names that come to mind for me for comparison, Elway is one, Favre is the other. And I'm not a big Brett Favre guy, just in terms of for a lot of reasons and a lot of different things. He, to me, is Favre without the bad decisions. Right? Like, if you did a 2.0 version of Favre that doesn't throw across his body into traffic and thinks he's invincible.
He's not
and make
afraid
every throw.
To make a throw and make a play.
But Favre was going to be...
He has ultimate confidence in his arm. There's no question about
and
that.
And rightfully so, but Favre was going to be in the teens, at worst in the 20s, in interceptions. I don't think Mahomes is going to do that. Right? I mean, part of that system, part of that's the time we're playing in, but to me, he's just a cleaned-up version of Brett Favre without the terrible decision-making. So there's a lot of Elway in there, too. Well, we got a cut from Jerry Brewer that we want to play. We'll do that when we come back on the other side. 800-636-1067. I'll give you my definitive answer here in a second as to where I think Pat Mahomes will end up in my all-time pantheon. We got an update for you, and we're taking your calls here on Grant and Danny about Pat Mahomes and his position in the quarterback pantheon when it's all said and done. Last 30 minutes of the radio program today. Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Pedro is in for GP. We jump to the hotline now. Originally scheduled for 12:45, but we said, no, that's not good enough. That's going to be a shorter segment. We need some length with our buddy, Craig Lachlan, joining us for his weekly spot. Locker, how are you, man?
I'm good. It's the off week, boys. I'm liking it.
It is a nice time for everybody to kind of step away and relax. Craig Lachlan, presented by American Standard Heating and Air. Find your local contractor at midatlanticcomfort.com. Locker, just kind of pull up. Give us a big picture view here. Caps, as good a team as anybody in the sport, hit a little bit of a lull. Felt like they hit the gas to accelerate down here into the All-Star break. Just kind of give us your assessment of this club as it stands now.
I would see them as the top team in the NHL right now. I don't think we've seen them play their best hockey, however. And to me, case in point, their last game before the break, awful for 40 minutes, and all of a sudden turn it on for 20, and all of a sudden win, which shows you the power and strength that they have. I think they have to find consistency post-All-Star break and really start playing the way they were for about 10 to 15 games to kick off the season, when they played really hard, really smart. They played to their identity, which is hard, fast hockey. I think recently they've played a little slower brand, more thinking rather than doing, and because of that, they were behind the eight ball and really have about a 500 record the last 20 or so games. So to me, they're still the best team as far as playing when they want to play and when they have to play. Now it's all about playing all the time. Down the stretch, and into the playoffs. You can't turn it on when the playoffs come. You've got to start now, and I think they will. They've got all the talent in the world to do that.
Craig, we've seen a similar motion picture. We've just changed one of the guest stars. Is it the same movie that we saw before with the goaltending situation, or is it different this time with Samsonov and Holtby, at least based on the way right now each player is playing and how obviously Todd Reardon's going to look at things going down the second half of the season?
Well, that's a good point, Pete. I think the first guy is still, you know, it's still great. He's number one. He's the anointed number one because of his past successes, which is the Stanley Cup. I think when you look at it, it was funny. When I was at the start of the season, I had told Brian McClellan, I thought, really, that Samsonov could become your number one guy by mid-season. And I just felt that Samsonov has come in and his numbers show how well he's played, how big in the net he is, how he takes away the net of the shooters. And I just think that right now, if I'm going with a guy, you've got two options. Number one, Samsonov goes and plays a lot. Or number two, you let Holtby reset his game, which we always seem to be able to see. However, he didn't against the Islanders guys. I didn't think he played well against the Isles. 18 of 22, I think, in saves and shots on net. And I think he'd want one or two of those back. So to me, the reset isn't complete. I still have to give the anointment to number one to Holtby, but, and there's a big but in there, I think Samsonov has showed everybody around the NHL, and when I talk to other broadcasters, other team personnel, they say, and they always say to me, man, is that Samsonov ever great? So it's getting around the NHL now that, yeah, this could be a Grubauer-Holtby thing, guys, and it could come down right to the first game of the playoffs. Hey, who's in and who isn't? And it could be Sammy. That's what I'm telling you right now.
That would be a major development. I mean, remember, it's nothing set in stone, obviously. We saw Grubauer start a couple games, Locker, and then, you know, give way to Holtby. He went on an incredible run. But let's break down Holtby for a second. I don't know anything. I listen to you and Joe B, and I watch the games, and when a goal goes in, you always try to figure out.
Well, then you still don't know anything. You still don't know anything.
Dude, I hear you. But you never know whose fault it was. Sometimes, you know, if it's there's a bad turnover, who do you pin it on? What are you seeing specifically in Holtby's game that makes you say, you know what, he's not playing great at this point? Some of these, for lack of a better term, are on him.
Okay, Dan. What you can notice a goaltender, and this is what you have to watch in Braden. I really think he's not as aggressive as he needs to be. And an aggressiveness, I mean by what he says in the Stanley Cup playoffs, where when a guy's, for example, doing a net drive below the top bottom of the circle and going towards the post, that he is actually coming out and meeting them head on. Now I find that he's sitting on the goal line, allowing them to outstretch, for example, his leg, his far side leg, and put the puck around and into the net. That's not Braden. Braden, to me, is at best when we were always saying on TV, what an aggressive save. Did he ever come out and challenge? Was he ever compact coming out and pushing and utilizing his fantastic skating skills, which he has? He's one of the best skaters in the NHL among goaltenders. So now I just think he's sitting a little too deep from my vantage point, and that means he's not maybe as confident. He wants to be a little more aggressive, and I think sometimes he's caught in between. Is that a fixable thing? Absolutely. Number one, it's between the ears and mental that, yeah, I got to be more aggressive. And number two, working with goalie coach Scotty Murray, just to work on those finer techniques. I still believe he can come out of it. But if he doesn't, they've got 1B right in the wings there and Samsonov that's able to step in. So what I want to see from Holtby the rest of the way, and you'll see it on TV when you guys are come to the game, is how aggressive he is to the initial shot and how good he is at on the initial shot, taking away the net, not allowing those corner goals, and having him hit his body and putting the rebounds away into the corner or forcing a faceoff. That, to me, will be the telltale sign.
Craig, couple teams in the division making a move. Who are you buying, Pittsburgh or Columbus or both?
Oh, I'm buying Pittsburgh. I just can't believe what they're doing. I think now Crosby's back. It's another shot in the arm. I think they're doing the same thing that a lot of teams do, just like the Caps. They're caught in between. Who do we give the goal to? I mean, Jari has come in and played fantastically, but he's a young guy. He put together a huge string of wins. And I just think they're caught in between. Do we go with him or do we go with our guy that's won two cups? And I think that's a good team. I really believe when they get healthy throughout their lineup, it's going to be a tough team to beat. Columbus, to me, is one of those unsung teams that you know they're going to work their butts off. They have the identity of their coach, John Tortorella. And if you don't come to work and you don't put on your work boots and work hat, you're probably going to get beat because they've just got enough talent, maybe from Seth Jones or Werenski from the back line more so than up front, that they can win some games. So to me, that's a dark horse, but I think the front runner now, and we're going to get a good taste of this, guys, and that's why I'm so excited about the second half, is we haven't played Pittsburgh yet. And we got four games against those guys, which will really tell you possibly the state of the Washington Capitals. And I think they've got them circled on their calendar. Hey, you know, we got one coming up February 2nd. It's on NBC, the big station. Let's see how we can perform against those guys. So I'm excited about those games coming up.
Greg Lachlan with us for his normal weekday hit here with Grant and Danny. Pete in for GP. Locker, defensively for the Caps, I feel like Nick Jensen's struggling a little bit. Is that something you think he can come out of, or might they need to make a trade to sort of shore up those D pairings?
You nailed it, and I think he has been struggling. I think there is a combination of things. I'm not sure Nick is playing to his strengths, and his strengths have always been, when we first got him from Detroit, the scouting report was the following. Great skater, great first pass, had the highest percentage of exit passes coming out of the zone at the time of the trade, meaning he got the puck and he hit the forward in stride. Right now, he's another guy that's sort of caught in between. He gets the puck. He's unsure of himself. By the time he thinks of what the play should be, it's too late, and now he's either pickpocketed or he makes the wrong play when he should have made the first play that was on his mind in the first place. I would say this about the Capitals D. I would say that for them to win the Stanley Cup, I firmly believe they need another add. And that add could be Ferravari, it could be Alexiev in the minors, or pull off a minor trade for someone playing out his contract that has tremendous experience. I still think they need that fourth. I think Jensen, I think Gudas, I think Siegenthaler, they're all can fit in the 5, 6, 7. I think that fourth hole now, when you look at Kempe and Carlson, Orlov, question mark, and now those three guys is 5, 6, 7, is a perfect mix to win the cup. But I believe you need that fourth. And if one of those guys are going to step up in the fourth, that's great because then we don't have to make a deal for somebody. However, I would think that that's high on their shopping list, and I would be very surprised if they did not somehow find a veteran D that will fit in the four hole.
Craig, somebody out of all the people that are still on the team and on the roster right now, regardless of who they add, we know what number 8 brings every night. Outside of him, who's the most important guy in your mind in the second half of the season here for this team?
I still think, you know, obviously you mentioned a grade 8, that's obvious, but I would think that I want to see Verona's development to continue. I want to see TJ Oshie get hot in the goal-scoring department. He works his butt off, and sometimes, you know, he gets some unlucky bounces and all that. I want the bounces to go that way. And I want, the third thing I want is I want Kempe to find the game that we saw him play in before he was injured. And that is a complimentary player for John Carlson to be a guy that's going to play 22 minutes, not 18 or so that he's playing now. And if that happens, the Caps are going to be in great shape. And who's going to take, the fourth thing would be, who's going to take over the goaltending situations and be the guy? And it could be Samsonov, but I would put my money on Holtby that he's going to reset and be good to go. But those are my three guys. I really think Verona's got to continue. Oshie's got to get hot. He's had a great season, but I still think he can add more offense to his game. I'm okay with the third and fourth line guys. They've been terrific. And then you had Kempney. Kempney's my guy. Kempney is a guy that can turn around the fortunes of this team if he starts to play like we've seen him play before. And I still think he's a step beyond that, but maybe a rest and getting ready for the second half will be fine for him.
Locke, you're the best, buddy. Always appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
See you, my friend. There he goes. That Craig Lachlan. Presented by American Standard Heating and Air. Find your local contractor at MidAtlanticComfort.com. When we come back, we'll finish up our Pat Mahomes discussion, get you that Jerry Brewer audio. I incorrectly teased before the Craig Lachlan segment, to be honest with you. I totally screwed that up, but whatever. You guys don't care. I'm going to get you that Jerry Brewer audio talking about Pat Mahomes. We'll do that at 1:50 next on The Fan. Guys, new year, new you. How about a new Ford from Ted Burt Ford? Your F-150 HQ in Fairfax and Chantilly. Now, drive a new 2019 Ford F-150 from Ted Burt Ford and get up to $15,000 below the MSRP, plus no payments for 60 days. Or choose a 2019 Ford F-240 SD, $13,900 off the MSRP. 2019 Ford Ranger truck, $8,000 off the MSRP. 2019 Mustang, $9,000 off the MSRP. How about a 2020 Ford Explorer? Oh, it's way less off, right, Danny? Nope, $9,000 off 2020 Ford Explorers at my guys at Ted Burt Ford. Here's the deal. I've been to Ted Burt Ford a few different times. I've gotten three different cars from Ted Burt Ford. I love them. I'm going back when it's time for my newest car. I'll get you confidence for life, including powertrain, service loaners, battery replacement, windshield repair, complimentary Virginia State inspection, all for the life of the vehicle. Great value for your trade-in. You can't beat them. They're the best. That's why they've been doing this for over 60 years. Go see my friends at Ted Burt Ford in Fairfax and Chantilly. Click away at TedBurt.com, and when you go, just tell them they sent you. Major development around here in the radio station. Pete, just happened during the break. Chris Russell's in for Chad. He'll be doing the Chris Russell Experience on CWTW starting in about 11 minutes. Conversation out in the bullpen is so significant it got Drab T-shirt out of his office for the first time since the Junkies ended today. Drab goes to the bathroom. Occasionally we'll get like lunch from Subway. Doesn't leave his office. Doesn't do anything.
Nope.
He came out of his office to be part of the conversation. That lets you know how significant it was. That'll be what's going on the Chris Russell Experience on CDVTW in about 10-plus minutes. We were having a conversation about Pat Mahomes. And Tommy, go ahead and get that audio ready, if you don't mind. This was Jerry Brewer talking Mahomes and where he might end up in the all-time pantheon of QBs.
Man, if he can stay healthy, you know he's got the coach who's going to keep him on the cutting edge. And you know that they're going to continue to find really fast, really good receivers. We're talking about a guy who could go down as the greatest quarterback we've ever seen. You're talking about a guy who, I almost look at him and say he should one day enter that conversation of Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and Brett Favre and how he had come to talk about Aaron Rodgers as well. I look at him and I say, I look at him right now and I say, I would be disappointed. This is crazy because he's only had 2 years as a starter. I would be disappointed if he's not a top 7 or 8 all-time quarterback.
That's what he's capable of. And I would tend to agree with that. You look at the start he got off to, and you shudder to think what would have happened if they just thrown him in there. They didn't have Alex Smith blocking him his first year, where they were good. They were 10-6, and Smith was getting MVP discussion for the first half of the season. If you let him go, who knows what we'd be talking about at this point. But his first full year as a starter, 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards, most valuable player award, and offsides away from being in the Super Bowl, where he ended up in year number two. If you do some of the math about his numbers, so he's averaged 38 touchdowns per year through the first couple of seasons, a 50 and a 25 in there, right? You do that for 15 years, you end up fourth all-time in terms of touchdown passes. You do what he's done in terms of yardage for that same amount of time, you end up, I think it's third, fourth, or fifth in terms, again, of passing yards. Then you start talking about all-time ratings and yards per attempt and some of the other numbers that are kind to him. If you get the longevity of a Breeze and a Brady, you end up passing them. That's rare. by the way, in terms of longevity. Now, quarterbacks are going longer than they ever have, but you saw his famous play here from this past weekend, Pete, where he's bouncing off people and breaking tackles and getting into the end zone. Injuries and one slip-up have claimed a lot of guys. Pretty incredible the runs that guys like Breeze, Brady went on in terms of their health, more so than even the production. But where could he end up?
I think the ability, and again, as I said, as long as the offensive philosophy stays similar throughout his entire career, particularly, especially if he stays in one place there in Kansas City, and they continue to replenish weapons as they need to, there's no doubt that he has the skill set to put himself in a big-time pantheon because he can win, Danny, and we know that's the precursor to getting your name into that upper echelon. We don't talk about Dan Marino in the same way that we talk about the Tom Brady's and the Peyton Mannings. In terms of physical talent, Dan Marino may have been physically talented in his individual skill set more than those guys, but he did not win at the rate that those guys won in terms of the ultimate prize. And Patrick Mahomes is going to be in that position. The one thing I loved what he did this year, and I know he played two less games than last year, so he doesn't have the same amount of pass attempts, but Danny, he only had 5 interceptions.
Yeah.
So he's not giving away opportunities with the football. And again, you're able to amass numbers. You're putting your team in position to win. You're putting yourself in a chance to throw more touchdown passes because you're not giving away the football. And to me, that is the first and foremost thing for any quarterback. Don't give away your opportunities with the ball. And the fact that he cut down on the interceptions so drastically this year, cut them in half, that is an important thing for me about his growth going forward.
And it's also the era we're in matters so much. And for my money, Joe Montana is the best I ever saw. But his numbers are pale in comparison to what guys now are doing. I mean, you look at the top, whatever you want to call it, top 10, top 50, top 100 touchdown passes list. Carson Palmer is ahead of Joe Montana. Ben Roethlisberger is miles ahead of Joe Montana. Mm-hmm. It's just a different era. It basically was, you got up by a score, you ran the hell out of the ball, and these guys are winning quarterbacks playing for winning teams. They didn't have to do what guys do today. For Kansas City, Pat Mahomes is throwing to get a lead. He's throwing to ice your butt to go up 4 scores, and he's throwing from quarter to quarter. He's the entire game. Joe Montana, I don't think, ever had more than 400-some-odd pass attempts in a season. Pat Mahomes is doing that in 10
weeks.
Look
how much confidence Andy Reid has in Patrick Mahomes late in games.
Yes, think about the
just over
the
2 minutes ago,
yeah.
3rd down and 4, instead of just taking the arbitrary running play and running the clock down to the 2-minute warning when the other team doesn't have a timeout or something like that. He's willing to let Patrick Mahomes throw the football for a conversion so the other team has no chance to get the football back.
So I ultimately think the ceiling is greatest ever. Now, the number of championships quarterbacks win will always influence people in these kinds of discussions. And because Brady has the most, no one will ever, knock him off that pedestal or whatever just because he's been there with Belichick.
Never
and
say
they
never,
times. Well, you know what I'm saying. I mean, mm-hmm. For some people, for me, again, it's Montana. And you can't convince me anything different than that. Even though, again, the numbers don't support it. Anecdotally, it probably isn't supported by anything other than the fact that that guy threw always on time. He never got hit hard until the end of his career when he did. To me, he was perfect. And you'll never convince me otherwise. It's the same way you'll never convince
Joe Montana once took a Chiefs team to the verge of the Super Bowl, with a lot less weaponry than the Denver teams that they were playing back in those days had. So, I mean, that tells you a little bit about Joe Montana's individual value, even at an advanced time in his career. So you can back up your Montana opinion with a lot of things. And you know what, Joe Montana, third round pick. Tom Brady,
part-time starter at Notre Dame.
That's right.
We are out of here. We're done. Pete, that was fun. We'll do it again tomorrow.
I'll be here.
Good date. That's the deal. You missed anything on our program? Had Lorenzo Alexander on. Gave a great breakdown of the Super Bowl and the teams in it. Some scouting report stuff. He was awesome in the first hour. No problem if you missed anything. You can rewind up to 24 hours with the radio.com app Rewind. Just download the app, select our station, and you can go back in time like the Huey Lewis in the News song, probably his 4th or 5th best song. But the point is, you can go back in time with the radio.com application. Brendan, Tom, Pete, Danny, Grant Danny here on The Fan. Chris Russell is in next for CBGTW. Our watch. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.